Tower NUE, mobile. For DOS, KO4 NUE. Yes, KO4 NUE. 4 NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
For DJW, mobile.
Well, station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, mobile.
And you out and about early this morning, W4DJW?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm headed up to the sawmill, and gotta pick up a couple of blades up there and bring them back to Campobello, and need to drop off a set of over-the-wires measurement kit for my cousin up there picking. So I'm going to enjoy the beautiful weather and a 50-minute drive to Pickens this morning.
See, that's the deer camp? That's the same place?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, well, I'm tasked with taking some more chairs to the upholsterer shop. So I'm loaded up and headed that way. She did one sample to see how good the guy was. She liked it, so now I have four more in the back of the truck. I got to regulate these honeydews. I'm knocking them out really quick is a bad thing because you get more. You get more as quick as you can knock them out.
You know, they in Gerald's yard.
So, hey, Tom, good morning. Let me make sure I got it. That's so funny. So the lesson I've learned, Dave, with my past experiences, is the reward for hard work is more hard work. Am I about right?
You hit the nail square on the head. I figured, knock them out and I can be done and I can do what I want to do. Oh, no. Knock them out and they're forgotten and brand new ones take their place as quick as they're forgotten. So, I got to come up with a better strategy here. Go ahead, Tom, W4DJW.
As a computer person and all, you let me in on that when you figure out that ambiguity, because I never have. You know what a slave driver Bernice is.
Good morning.
Pick up, Chad.
Yeah, so here's the other thing that I've learned is concerning my wonderful wife. And I am going to assume that yours may be the same way. When the words we come out of her mouth, that really means me. And you about the same boat?
Absolutely. I think, Chad, they're a few steps ahead of us. And I think they know about how quick we're going to catch on, and they've already got a plan that's three or four steps down the road. It's kind of like cat and mouse. You know how a cat will play with a mouse, and then it'll look like it's not interested, and then all of a sudden it's interested again. I think it's the same thing. I don't know, but I'm just sensing. What do you think, Tom?
It's called virtual reality, Dave. shoot. Well, we are just headed to, excuse me, our favorite place, Aldi's, and Publix this morning. We're sitting on the bridge over Lake Cunningham here, waiting on people to turn in this wonderful traffic anymore. And before I forget it, Chad, I got one quick question for you. I don't need it right this second, but do you have a borescope?
It depends on the caliber. If it is, yes, a big bores only.
I never. I needed one for a 22. I don't know. Excuse me. I took some medicine and it's like sand and it's making me hoarse. I just need it for the 22, maybe. There's a way you can optically center the crosshairs, and I just hated to take that little screw loose to do it, but oh well. We'll see what happens today after I put those new rings on last night. But it's supposed to rain this afternoon, Dave, starting about 2 o'clock, I think. This is in 0TR Mobile. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I didn't know that. Steve Squared, that's Steve over in Campobello, and Steve up in South Dakota. We're supposed to go to the airfield today this afternoon to put down fertilizer and grass seed. I'm hoping that rain holds off a little bit so we can get that done. And maybe do some flying, too, before the rain settles in. Go ahead, Chet.
So, Tom, are you wanting a bore scope or a bore sight?
I just want a bore sighter. I said that wrong. I have a bore light, but I don't have a bore sighter. Just something I can center the reticle with real quick, like on that 597.
Yes, I can comply. I do have a bore sight for any caliber. But I'll get with you when I get back from the deer camp. But Dave, so I got one more observation for you.
White Hampton, so I turn off of White Hampton in about a block. And then I got to get out and talk to the upholstery man. So go ahead quickly.
The cat and mouse game you're talking about, it's five or six layers above what we are able to ever get in a man mind. So some of it may be reverse psychology, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, and I agree with you. There's probably several commands in advance of us per layer. So five or six layers, several commands per layer, we're talking 25 or 30 steps ahead of us, Chet. We just may as well just do what we're told, and that's the end of that. I got to get out and talk to this upholstery guy. Yeah, I'll catch you guys in a little bit if you're still there when I get back, but before DJ's okay.
Have a good day, Dave. Tom, you still in there?
GSL, 73, Dave. Nice hearing you this morning. Oh, yes, we'll be in here for a little while. Good to hear you, Chet. Well, and I hope if you have that bore sight, anyways, you know what I mean, for the scope. I'm going to try that out first. I think maybe those Weaver rings will fix my problem. I don't like to turn the increments a whole lot. And I went down there at 15 yards, and it was about five inches to the left. And when you're at 15 yards, you got to turn that a whole lot more than you would if you was back at 50 yards. But I thought, get it centered up first, and then move back. But maybe I'm doing that wrong. Over.
Tom, I'm not quite understanding here. Are you saying the scope is off that much? Because I'm not aware that, I kind of handled it with kid gloves. I'm not sure why it would be off.
Well, I changed scopes and went to that Bushnell because it has an AO on it. But it's a fair scope. It's not real high end, you know. It's not hundreds of dollars, but it's a low light scope, and it's good for target practice and that for what I do. And there's an adjustment beyond where you adjust the normal clicks, shall we say. And I'd have to turn those normal clicks a whole lot. There's a way to optically center the crosshairs. You don't see the crosshairs move, but they actually do when you turn those clicks, is my understanding. And there's an instruction in the instruction manual that tells you how to optically center it. You loosen a little tiny screw, and you turn the ring that's around the perimeter of the normal click ring, Chad, I didn't want to do that. I've never done it before, and I didn't want to move that if I didn't have to. But I haven't really checked that to see if it's optimal-centered yet. And they give instructions on how to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be turning those clicks, a zillion clicks, you know. And so then, in my opinion, that crosshair is really way over to the side or something, and not optically centered, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I understand now. I understand. So, yeah. Well, let me, I'll get back from a deer camp, and I'll go down and pick up the foresight. And I expect it might need some batteries or something, but I do understand what you're saying. See, to try to keep it as close to the factory there as you can. And that's the best way to do that. But I think also there should be a procedure as well to when the scope gets torqued to the rings, there needs to be a certain amount of gap on either side of the clamps that hold it to the scope mounts. I'll have to find out what that is, and I know that will affect as well the not concentricity, but the parallelism maybe as far as the crosshairs with the barrel go. But I'll get that information for you. And we'll get it straightened out.
There's no hurry, you know. I'm retired, but and I got the other one for a backup, but the 1022. But there's probably 3/32 gap on the side of the Weavers. Now the other mounts, I think were a little taller, and that would affect it. And they also had four screws in it, whereas a Weaver mount only has two on each side of each mount. And I got that problem cleared up with the thread, you know, we talked about. And they torqued down evenly then. That was something I was concerned with, getting them down to where they were even. And they are now. And it looks like one of the heads on that, some kid had tightened it one time when he was younger. But it's not bad. I just don't like burrs on any screws, you know what I mean? Whenever you buy something, you always look for that.
Yeah, absolutely. My cousin, he's taught me, you know, pay close attention to, you know, the screws and the type of screwdriver you use, because that definitely will raise a burr. But what he does is he's got, when he sees those little burrs on there, if you'll take a small machine hammer, a small one, you can actually move that burr back into the slot. Just tap on it just a little bit. And that's always a better way of doing it other than just removing the burr. So if you hone the burr off, then that's material you just will not get back. But if you'll take a small drift or a small ball peen, secure the bolt and just tap that material back down, it you cannot tell at all. But you are right. I'm a stickler for that kind of stuff too. As far as seeing where the burrs are, it gives you an indication of, you know, how it's cared for and, you know, how many times it's been apart and how many parts have been lost, in other words. So just think about that for a minute. KO4NUE, N0TR.
Yeah, it's sort of the difference between a Jake Lake mechanic and a good gunsmith. There goes a radar detector. I always thought about getting me a good set of hollow ground. I got good Klein screwdrivers and that, but you really need hollow ground ones for that. But these mounts are probably 40, 50 years old, Chad. They've been around a long time. So no telling where I come up with them at in the old days. But they're all right. There's nothing wrong with them. But anyways, I seen Bernice was reading to me a little bit out of the paper this morning while I was sitting there doing something else. And it said there was, how many bears were shot in North Carolina last year? 3,900? Or in 2019, 3,900 bears. I didn't know there was that many bears up there.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't know it was that high. But, I got one down here that's just a menace. I mean a menace. Dennis the Menace is what I call him.
Roger. Yeah, that would be hard to absorb, shall we say. There was an old boy up there on Kodiak, and he had tripwires like you'd use on a claymore. And when they would come near his camp, it would trip it and set off a pyrotechnic and scare them away. Also, you can string a line of tin cans or something, but that really sounded like a neat way of doing it. But I don't know the legalities of bears at all, but I know you're in more trouble if you shoot a bear than you would be a human up there. Just kidding. But what did they say? There was 8,000 bears estimated up there, Bernice?
Is that what I was saying? 75,000?
Was it 75,000? Anyway, there's a lot of bears up there, that's for sure.
Stepped down Highway 11 a couple of weeks ago, right here at the cliffs, and looks like a bear had been hit by a vehicle. The carcass was laying on the side of the road. It was had already started to decomp pretty bad, but DNR was on the side of the road, and had the gloves on and was digging around in the carcass, and I just wonder if they were looking for some type of tracking peel or something. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing, but we got a set of bears up at the property in Landrum as well. The neighbor that joins us got some beehives up there, and it's a no hunt area here unless you get a special permit. But the bear was destroying his beehives, so he went through some special process with DNR to get a permit, and legally harvested one of the bears, caught him at the beehive. But 2 weeks later, DNR found another dead bear about a quarter mile from the beehives. And called the guy and said, hey, you need to, you know, meet us up there. And just point blank asked him, did you kill this bear? And he said, no, sir, I did not. I killed the one that I had the permit for. So they started digging around and found a queen excluder, a piece of a queen excluder, which is a piece of wire mesh, in the bear's gut. And he had destroyed that beehive and ate a portion of the queen excluder, and it killed him. So, I mean, obviously, after they saw that, they didn't have too much to say. But, yeah, you will be questioned. I mean, you got to have the right paperwork to do it. KL4NUE's N0TR.
I was just pulling into a parking place here, Chen. And excuse me, I think somebody was breaking there. So go ahead, Brent.
Jay Mobile, good afternoon. Chad and Tom.
I are you doing today? And then turn it over to Chad.
Hey, Bob, how are you today, sir? You doing all right?
Yep, doing very well. Just came back from Home Depot and Ingles here on my way back to the house. So had a change out the toilet in one of my bathrooms. I'm going to put a higher one in there for my dad.
Really well. We put one in, and we're going to get another one put in here very soon. Go ahead, Chad.
Bob, me and my wife take care of her mother. We've got a mother-in-law suite that's attached to the house, and we care for her mother. So I'm assuming your dad lives with you, and you know, hey, kudos to you, man. That's an honor and a privilege to be a part of.
Moved him from Tennessee here about 2 weeks ago to our house, so everybody's getting readjusted a little bit, but it's working out fine.
It's no easy chore, Bob, and a hard one to get over. Well, I heard it's supposed to rain this afternoon, guys, and we could use it down here, and low possibility of severe storms with some wind with it, so hope it goes the other way. And Bob, have you been working these Russian DX stations up there? There was a new one on last night in Lesotho, and I just happened to be down in the basement at the time, and so I went ahead and worked them on 20 CW and then 30 CW, just for kicks and giggles. I've worked them before in that other kingdom of Estuani. Bill's worked them, I don't know how many times. I don't have them on some of the bands, but I'd worked them years ago. But it's always fun to hear something coming in anyways. Go ahead, Chad, and pass her over to Bob.
Good up.
Lesotho, well, I've worked them before, but I worked them two or three times this year for new ones this year, because I'm kind of doing that for Club Log for the year. But I haven't gone over to their website, and my confirmations haven't come in. I know I worked them on FT8, and that one I can prove. I worked them on CW on another band, which I'm not sure, and I worked them on sideband. And I don't think they've uploaded my log or their log up to that date yet. But I worked them in Kingdom and Eswatini. I worked them, and I worked them several yesterday or the day before. I've worked several new ones for 2021. So my 2021 count is up at 177 now. So, yeah, I've been picking a few of them off here and there. Go ahead, Chad, in D7J.
Got to change gears here, but I'm starting to notice a phenomenon happening with me and all of this ham radio stuff. So Sundays we do clean up around the house, you know, straighten things up a little bit. We can't blame it on the kids anymore because they're all gone. So we were straightening up a little bit, and I'm not sure where all these parts and pieces and electronic gear is coming from, but it has started to fill my closet, and I'm just wondering if that's kind of normal, or is there something wrong with me?
Pretty normal, Chad. We're going to haul some stuff to the Salvation Army today, matter of fact. Mom, I looked through some CDs that Larry JBQ made for me years ago. It's not the ones Chad needs, and he's getting semi-interested in CW, kind of like you. And I was wondering if you had any recommendations on how he should start. I was going to start researching that for him today, or later, or tomorrow. I know what I like to learn from, but I can't find those old tapes, and they probably turned to dust, but now I'm getting so old. Go ahead, Bob.
for CW. And there's several rooms online, applications that you can use. They're free. And then there's another, there's actually a class that they offer. You got to register in a while because it stays pretty full. And I don't know if that's part of CW Ops or not, but if you just Google search CW online classes, CW learning, anything like that, you'll find them. For sure, there's several out there. There's off the top of my head, I can't think of them, but I'm pretty sure I've got a complete set of Learn CW CDs.
Go ahead, Gary, Cam for DOS broke in, Chad, and then passed over to Chad. Just send 0TR. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Bob, Tom, Chad, Bob, hope you're doing all right. Chad, I'm headed over towards Pickens. I didn't know if you were over at the camp or if you were at home in Campobello, but I got those items in the car if you're over towards Pickens.
I am headed there. I'll be there in about 20 minutes, but I, oh man, I wrote you a check for the full amount and put it in my mailbox. I can call Anna and tell her to get it out of the mailbox, I guess, and just pay you directly. How about that?
Hey, fellas, I got to hop out of here. I'm in the driveway. Good talking to y'all. Chad, if you need them CW discs, get a hold of me. ND7J clear.
73, Bob.
Up tree, Bob. Have a good day. Chad, it doesn't make any difference to me one way or the other, whatever you want to do. You know, like I said, it's not a problem either way. Another station that came in, go ahead, KI4DOS Mobile.
K2SST, if you want code online, there's one that I play with. I never like CW, but I just play with it. Just learn Morse code. And I find it to be a pretty good one. You put in the letters that you want, and it will go through them a series of times, and you can continually add more letters. At some point, you can set it for words, and it will convert the letters into words. So you put on the headphones or just listen to it off the speaker and learn the code that way.
And Chad, I gotta go also, and thank you, sir. I'm going inside with Bernice. She's in there in Aldi's, and good to hear you, Gary. And y'all have a great day. And as I say, the rain's coming in this afternoon, so they said. And being a weatherman, you can be wrong 7 times in a row and still never get penalized. But we appreciate them. This is 0TR 73. Go ahead, Gary.
Hello, Miss Bernice. We said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, Chad, I've got some tapes, and I may even have some CDs for learning code if you're interested in them. I didn't know that. I wrote them in the car as well. Appreciate the invitation coming in there. I'm sorry I didn't get your call. But come back again, and we'll go from there. KI4DOS Mobile.
Great. If you're in this area, if not, we'll straighten up after I get back from France. But if you're in the area, I'll be at Chris's for a while, and I'll just meet you there, and we'll square up then, if that's okay. And just tell me what's more convenient for you. Not quite making it into the repeater, but I did get the portion about the courthouse. Let's do this. Let me just let the mail system take care of the check. And when I get back to get back from France, I will we'll have breakfast again up at the camp, and we'll go from there. Is that okay with you?
Be flexible. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
I gotta get up here and grab a couple of sawmill blades. Visit with Chris for a little bit, and then I get on back to the house. I got a log I got to get cut up before I head out, so I'm not gonna be able to hang around long today. But we'll get straightened out, and I hope the address on QRZ was good, because that's where the check's coming.
There is.
There's a little note in there that says, thanks, Chad, and $25, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll meet with you face-to-face after France, I guess, and we'll go from there. It's a pleasure talking to you, Gary, and good luck. Good luck with the jury duty. I know those are always fun.
Well, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I just got a thing in the mail, said to be over here at noon today for jury duty, and we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But if you've got a minute, as you said you were about 20 minutes out, oh gosh, I don't know, I'm maybe 10 minutes out now. But if you want to come by Court Street over there and pick this stuff up, you're more than welcome to do that.
It's or easily.
It's an easy.
Where's your end destination, Gary?
It's going to be at the courthouse over there in downtown Pickens.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. And are you okay with waiting on the check, or you want me to swing by the bank and get cash? What would you like for me to do?
No, I'm good with the other. Just let it come on through the mail. That'd be fine. Not a problem there. It's all taken care of. So let's see. You know where the big cemetery is between Pickens and Easley?
Wait, I do not, Gary.
I was going to tell you, I was going by that big cemetery on the, it'd be on my left, between Pickens and Easley. But, you know, I've already passed where Alice Manufacturing used to be, and where you turn to go to the DNR range out there. So, give you some idea about where I'm at.
Okay, well, I'm on Highway 8. I'm probably, I don't know, 8 to 10 miles outside of town. So we'd be pretty close. Now, the courthouse, you're not at the administrative buildings. You're at the actual courthouse, or going to be at the courthouse on Main Street. Is that correct?
In the back parking lot behind the courthouse.
Roger that. I'll meet you there then.
Alrighty. Well, I'm in the Tahoe. It's a silver looking two-tone Tahoe. It's got a darker gray on the bottom and a brighter silver up on the top. But that's what I'm driving today. I drove instead of the truck.
Okay. I'll hunt you up, and to be there probably 10, 12 minutes, I'd say. But, Gary, how's Miss Joy doing?
She's not doing the best in the world right now. She's kind of dizzy. She almost fell in the shower the other night, and she didn't fall through the shower doors, you know, the glass shower doors, thank goodness. So she's hanging in there pretty good. Other than that, she's a little swimmy-headed. And having to use her little walker, which she hates. But I told her, I said, I'd much rather use the walker than you fall somewhere and break something.
No, you can't do. She can't do that. She's man. I been through that with broken hips, with and broken bones, with my grandmother. And no, you do not want to go there, bud.
Sir, I'd much rather her use her walker than fall and hurt something. But she's a little bit better today. She's motoring around, but she's still using her walker a little bit, and you're trying to steady herself, just keep from falling. I don't know what it is. She reached up in the cabinet, Chad, to get something and tilted her head back before she got in the shower, and something pinched her, got stabbed or something back there with those spurs on her spine. And she's been kind of swimmy-headed ever since then. It's getting better slowly, but it's still not as far yet. We'll hang in there and do the best we can and try not to worry about it.
Well, just understand, so with my grandmother, severely independent woman, 93, refuses to carry the walker, refuses to carry a phone with her, decided two years ago, she was going to get out in the yard and do some yard work. And the wheelbarrow got ahead of her, and she slipped and fell in the yard and laid in the yard for about 4 hours with a broken hip in the yard. Now, Dad and the family, we call her every 2 hours because of this incident, and if she doesn't answer, we are up there figuring out what's going on. But that was not fun going through that, and we just had to put some protocols in place, I guess, to make sure she stayed safe. And on top of being in January too now, I just, yeah, tell Miss Joy she's got to use that walker, cause it's just not worth it.
I'm trying to keep after her about it, and she, like I said, she doesn't like it, but she is using it, which makes me happy. And I don't know, like I said, I hope I don't have to be over here very long, or maybe they'll release me and let me go on back to the house, which would be very nice, but I don't know if they're going to do that. We'll just have to wait and see. But I'm trying to keep a real close eye on her, trying to take care of her, because I don't want her to fall. You know, that's what happened to AK. He was getting out of bed, and he fell and broke his hip. And then all the other things that went on with him, and now he's no longer with us. So I want to keep the lady around as long as I can.
Well, tell the judge. You'll have an opportunity to tell the judge what's going on. And they will give you an opportunity to speak, and if they need to see any, you know, documentation as far as that goes, they'll give you time to do that. But I definitely would take advantage of that, and they've always been forgiving when it comes to that kind of stuff. And it's kind of worked for me. I go about it a little different route, though, but they will listen. They'll give you an opportunity to tell what's going on, and they'll work with you. They will.
Doubt about that. Like I said, it'll be all right one way or the other. We'll make do and work everything out. And if they want me to stay, I'll stay. You know, like I said, I don't have a problem with serving on a jury. As far as that goes, not like some folks that, you know, I don't want to do that. Well, that's part of my civic duty, so I don't mind doing it. Not that I enjoy it, but I'm not going to shirk my responsibilities either.
Yeah, I do. I'm kind of the opposite from you, though. I think you'll think I'm horrible when I tell you this, but the last one I got selected for was in the middle of COVID during the Spartanburg County, and they'd had video. You know, you could check in by video to discuss what your issues were. And I told the judge, I wanted a criminal case, and I wanted to be the one to push the button on the electric chair. And nope, you're out right then on the spot. So you can always tell them that.
Hey, you buddy. Well, I pulled into the parking lot here at the courthouse. There's an express mark right across the street from where I'm parked. I'm looking at it. I'm right next to the road down here, just to give you some idea where I'm at.
Right out, I'm probably about a mile from the first red light in town, behind a school bus. So I will be there probably in about 3 to 5 minutes.
Like I said, I'm just, I don't have to be here till 12, but thought I'd go on and see if I can get through the screening process going into the courthouse and all of that. So I'll see you when you get here.
But I'll see you in a second. KL4NUE, KL4DOS, I'm clear.
KL4DOS, mobile clear.